Shalom to all, and welcome back to the Quick Parsha presented daily by Al Parsha. And today we're going to be learning the first study in Parshas Vayechi. That's Perek Mem Zayin, Pasuk Chaf Ches. And the Pasuk says, Vayechi Yaakov Eretz Mitzrayim Shvas Veishana. Yaakov lived for 17 years in the land of Mitzrayim. Vayechi Mei Yaakov Shnei Chayev. In the days of Yaakov, the years of his life were Sheva Shanim V'Arbaim Mas Shana, 147 years. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Chaf Ches. Vayechi Yaakov. Loma Parsha Zustuma. Why is this Parsha closed? Now, what does it mean, Parsha being closed? So after every Parsha in the Torah, there's actually a Psucha. There's an open space in between one Parsha and another. If you look in the Sefer Torah, you're going to see that in between Parshas Vayigash Vayechi, there is no space. It's called Stuma. It's closed. Now, why is that? Rashi answers, Lefisha Kimishan Ifter Yaakovinu. Once Yaakovinu died, Nismu Einem V'Libim Shal Yisrael Mitzar Sa Shibud. The eyes and the hearts of Klai Yisrael were closed up because of the pain and difficulty and trials of the Shibud. Sheshchil Lashav them because the Mitzrayim started enslaving them. Davarach, another reason why it's Sasom is Shebikesh Lagalos Akates Labanov. He wanted to reveal the end of time to his children, V'Nisnam Imenu, and that was closed up from him. Back to Pasuk Chaf Tes. Vayikrevu Yimei Yisrael Lamos, in the days of Yisrael near to die. Vayikrelav Nei Yosef, and he called his son Yosef. And he told him, if I find favor in your eyes, place your hand under my thigh, and do with me kindness and truth. Do not bury me in Mitzrayim. Let's see Rashi over here. Call me Shemar by Kriva Lamos. Anytime it says that the person's time approached to die, that means he hasn't reached the time that his fathers lived. Yitzchok Chai Kof Pei. Yitzchok lived 180 years. Yaakov Kof Men Zayin. Yaakov only lived 147. But David Nemar Kriva. By David Amelch, it also says Kriva. Aviv Chai Tavshanim. His father lived 100 years, and he only lived 70. He called his son Yosef. That's because Yosef was the one that was able to do something about it. Place your hand under my thigh and swear. Do with me chesed and emes. What does that mean? The chesed, the kindness that a person does with someone after they die, that's considered a true chesed. Because the person is not waiting for payment or reciprocation of any sort because the person already passed away. He asked him, please do not bury me in Mitzrayim. Why not? That's because the dust and dirt of land is going to end up turning into lice, and they're going to end up crawling underneath my body. And also, those that died in Chutz La'aretz are not going to end up living by Tchias HaMesim, Elbatsar Gilgal Mechilas. They're going to have to go through the pain of rolling through tunnels that are underground, and then they're going to come up in Eretz Yisrael, and I don't want to have to go through that. And also, I don't want Mitzrayim to turn me into a god, so therefore I want you to bury me in Eretz Yisrael. Back to Pasuk Lamed, and I'm going to lay with my fathers, and you shall take me out of Mitzrayim, and bury me in their burial place. And he said, meaning Yosef said, I'm going to do like you say. And he said, he shavali, swear to me. And he swore to him, and Yisrael bowed down towards the head of the bed. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Lamed Alef. Why is it the Yaakov bow down? Tala b'idane, when a fox is at his time of greatness, segidle, you should bow down to him. And Yosef, even though he was Yaakov's son, at the end of the day, he was great, he was a ruler, he was very important, and he was going to fulfill what Yaakov said. So therefore, Yaakov bowed down to him. Al Rosh Hamito, why is that he bowed towards the head of the bed if he was bowing towards Yosef? He bowed towards the Shechina, even though he was bowing towards Yosef, he turned towards the Shechina. And from here we learn that the Shechina is at the head of where a sick person is. What does that mean, he bowed towards the head of the bed? He bowed to Hashem. That's because his bed was whole, his descendants were flawless, and he had no Rishayim among his descendants. Yosef Melechu, Yosef was a king. Furthermore, he was captured, he was among the Gaim, and he remained a righteous person. So back to Chumash Perek Mem Ches Pasuk Aleph. Vayachri Advarma Eila was after these events by Yermel Yosef, and it was told to Yosef, behold, your father's sick. Vaykacha Shnei Banav Imai Es Menashe Es Ephraim. He took his two sons with him, Menashe and Ephraim. Let's see Pasuk Aleph and Rashi over here. Vayermel Yosef, Echad Menam Agidim, one of the people that would tell him things, related to him that his father was sick. Vayezim Mikra Katzer, and this is a shortened Pasuk. Vayesherim, some say Ephraim Hayragel Lefnei Yaakov Betalmud. Ephraim would actually learn with Yaakov, his grandfather. Ochshachal Yaakov Eretz Goshen, and when Yaakov got sick in the land of Goshen, Holch Ephraim Itzel Aviv Mitzrayim Lahagadlai. Ephraim went to his father in mainland Mitzrayim to tell him. Vaykach Shnei Ban of Imai, why did he take his two sons with him? Kadesh Yavarchim Yaakov Lefnei Moses, so that Yaakov could bless them before he dies. Back to Pasuk Beis, Vaygid Yaakov, he told Yaakov, Vayemen, he said, Hine bincha Yosef Ba'ilecha, behold, your son Yosef came to you. Vayeschazik Yisrael, and Yisrael strengthened, Vayeshva Amita, and he sat up on the bed. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Beis, Vayagid Hamagid Yaakov. This teller told to Yaakov, Vle Perishmi, it doesn't say who told Yaakov, Vayemen Makras Kitzri Lashon, and there's many psukim like this. Vayeschazik Yisrael, Omar, Yaakov said to himself, Afal Pishu Beni, even though he's my son, Melechu, he is a Melech, Echlek Kavod, I'm going to give him honor. And Mekan Shechalkim Kavod L'Malchus, from here we learn that you're supposed to show honor to the king. Mechen Meshechal Kavod L'Malchus, V'yardu Kavodecha Eilei Lai, Mechen El Yovai Shanis Mosnov. So back to Pasuk Gimel, Vayomer Yaakov Yosef, Yaakov said to Yosef, Kel Shakai Nira Eilei Beluz Be'eretz Kanaan, Vayvarchasi, Kel Shakai, he appeared to me in Luz in the land of Canaan, and he blessed me. Vayomer Lai, and he said to me, Hinani Mafrachav Yerbisicha, behold, I will make you fruitful and multiply, and I'm going to make you into a congregation of people. and I will give this land to your offspring after you as an eternal inheritance. Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Dalad Nusati Chol Kalamim. What does that mean? Besurani Shasidim Latzeis Meni Oid Kahal. Hashem told me that another congregation is going to come from me, Ve'amim and people. Now, Va'afal Pisha Amarle, even though Hashem did tell me Gayu Kahal Gayim, Gay Amarle Abinyamin. When he said the word Gay, referring to a nation, that was referring to Binyamin. But then he told me Kahal Gayim, Hare Shnaim Levad Me Binyamin. That means I'm going to have two other congregations besides Binyamin. V'shuvlo Inayli Ben, but I didn't have any children afterwards. So what does that mean? I'm going to have two more nations come from me. Limdani, I learned from here, Sha'asid Echer Mishvati Lechalik, that one of my Shvatim is going to end up splitting into two. And Va'ata now, Aysa Matana, that gift that Hashem gave me, that one of my Shvatim is going to split into two, Ani Naisen Lecha, I'm giving that to you. So back to Chumash Pasuk, hey, Va'ata now, Shnei Banecha Noyodim Lecha Be'etzim Mitzrayim, those two sons born to you in the land of Mitzrayim, Ad Baye Elecha Mitzrayim, before I came to you in Mitzrayim, Lihem, they're mine. Ephraim and Menashe, Keruvin v'Shimon Yehuli, Ephraim and Menashe are like Reuven and Shimon to me. And your offspring that you have after them shall be yours. They'll be included in the name of their brothers regarding their inheritance. Now, what are these two psukim talking about? Let's see Rashi over here. Pasuk Hey, before I came to you, Klaimar, meaning to say, they were born. They were born to you after you left me. Before I came to you, Lihem, they're mine. What does it mean they're mine? They're going to be counted in the calculation of all my other children. They're going to take a portion in the land opposite them, meaning they're considered like their own shvatim. Pasuk Vavin Rashi Umayla Atocha. Im Tailid Oid. If you're going to have other children after Ephraim Menashe, Lo Yu B'Minyan Banai. They're not going to be counted as part of my children. El B'Sech Shiftei Ephraim Menashe Yu Nechalim. They're going to be counted as part of Shevet Ephraim and Menashe. V'lo Yehei Lohem Shem B'Shvatim L'Inyan Nachla. And regarding the Nachla, the inheritance of Eretz Yisrael, they're not going to be counted like their own Shevet. And now Rashi asks an important question. V'Afal Pi Shenechalka Arts L'Minyan Gugloisam. Even though the land was divided based off of how many people every Shevet had, K'dichsiv, like it says, L'Rav Taru Nachlasai, V'chol Ish V'Ish Natal B'Shava Chotz Min Abuchayres, and every person got an equal portion anyway, so what does it make a difference if they're considered like two shvatim or one shevet? Who cares if we have one shevet of 100,000 people or two shvatim of 50,000 people each? We're going to have to divide the land into 100,000 portions anyway, so who cares if Ephraim and Manasseh are their own separate shvatim? So the answer is, Mikom Makom, nonetheless, Leineku Shvatim Ela Elu, these are called shvatim because there's a lot more to a shevet than just the portion of land. We also have the Nesiim and we all have the Degalim, we have the different formations that they were in, so therefore it's very unique to be considered your own shevet. Now back to Chumash Pasuk Zayin, Va'ani, as for me, says Yaakov, Bevay mi Padon, when I came from Padon, Meso Alai Rachel Be'eretz Kanaan Baderech, Rachel died on me in the land of Canaan along the way. Ba'id Kivras Eretz Lava Ephrasa, there was still a portion of land to get to Ephras, Ve'kbarah Sham Baderech Ephras Hibes Lachem, and I buried her there on the way. Now what's Yaakov trying to tell Yosef over here? Rashi Pasuk Zayin, Va'ani Bevay mi Padon, Va'afal Pishani Matriach Lechel, Ha'licheni Lekover Be'eretz Kanaan, even though I'm troubling you to bring me and bury me in the land of Canaan, V'loi Kachasisi Lemchan, I didn't do the same for your mother, Shari Meso Samuch Beis Lechem, she died near Beis Lechem, and she died Ba'id Kivras Eretz. What does that mean? Midas Eretz, this is a certain measurement of land. Vehem Alpayim Amak Midas Tchom Shabbos. That's 2,000 Amos of Tchom Shabbos. Kedivir Moshe Darshan. And Veloy Timer says Yaakov Sheikvo Lai Geshamim Ma'alicho Lekavru Bechevron. That the reason why I wasn't able to bring her to Chevron and bury her there is because it was very rainy. Es Hagard Haya. It was actually a very dry season. Sha'arz Chalulim Enu Keves Kechvara. The ground was full of hollows and holes like a sieve. The land of Kivras Eretz is like a kvara. It was like full of holes like a sieve. Vekbara Sham. I buried her there. Veloy Halachtia Afilu Lebeis Lechem Lachnisal Arts. I didn't even bring her to Beis Lechem. V'yadati sheish bleib cholai, and I know that you're upset at me about that. Avol dalcha, you should know. Sha'al pi adibur kvarti Hashem, I buried her there because Hashem said so. Shetehela ezer lebenek sheyagla oisem nevuzar adon, so she could be as a help to her children when Nevuzar Adon is going to send them into Galus later on. Vayu ivrim derech sham, and they're going to pass by her burial place. Yatzus Rachel kivru ubaychem vakechus loim rachmim. Rachel's going to go out over her caver and cry and daven for rachmim for them. Shenemar it says kol b'ramen nishma vakosh baruch hu mishiv, and Hashem responds and he says yesh sachel plasech num Hashem v'shavu banim l'gvulam. And that's the reason why I didn't bring her to Chevron to bury her there, and I buried her along the way. Now back to Pasuk Ches, Vayar Yisrael b'nei Yosef, and Yisrael saw the sons of Yosef, Vayomer mi Ela, he asked, who are these? Vayomer Yosef el Aviv, and Yosef said to his father, Banayhem, they're my children, they're my sons, Asher Nasan li Elokim b'zeh, that Hashem gave to me with this. Vayomer, and he said, Kochem no alive of Arachem, take them to me, and I'm going to bless them. Let's see Rashi via Pasuk Ches, Vayar Yisrael b'nei Yosef, Bikesh Levarchem, he wanted to bless them, Menestalka Shechina b'menu, and all of a sudden the Shechina left him. Lefisha Asid Yeravim b'achav Lasses Mefraim, that's because Yeravim and Achav two Rishayim were going to end up coming from Ephraim, and Vayehu Ban of Menashe, they're going to come from Menashe. So Vayomer mi Ela, he said, who are these? Mehechon yatsu elu she'en ruim lebracha. How is it that we have these people coming out and they're not fit for a bracha? How is it they're going to have such descendants like this? So Pasuk Tesen Rashi, Yosef said, bazeh, with this. What does it mean with this? Herulai shtar erusin ushtar ksuba. He showed him a shtar erusin ushtar ksuba, showing Yaakov Avinu that he got married legally according to halachic law, and therefore these are kosher children of his. Ubikesh Yosef Rachma Davar, Yosef Davin for Rachamim, Venachal of Rucha Kaidesh, and Rucha Kaidesh rested on Yaakov, said he was able to bless Ephraim and Menashe. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with the second Aliyah. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.